is about Jesus.
Yes.
When I'm disappointed, it's about Jesus.
Yes.
It's always
yes.
about
yes.
him.
Yes.
It's thank always you, Jesus. About him.
Yes.
It's always about him. And we shouldn't assume we know what he wants. Why not just ask him? Why not just ask him? We're going to get ready for the word of God because I don't know about that plenty of time and give us the word this morning. How are we doing, Christina?
We're good. We're good.
We're good.
We're back on.
We're good. We're back on.
God is good. But thank God for being able to switch between devices to still be able to connect with our people online. Like that, the enemy can't stop us from coming together and
unity. Amen.
You
know? Amen. Amen. We have Shirley Johnson this morning going to come and bring us the word of God. And I met Shirley at Caris Bible College. And she was this powerful, cool, calm, and collect woman. That knew the word of God and that was willing to give the word of God.
Yes.
So she's going to come and give us the word this morning. And I don't know what God has put in our heart. Whatever's in our heart, we receive it.
Yes.
We are ready for it. Yes. Shirley's congregation is yours. Hallelujah. I thank God for Pastor Antin, and I thank him for our paths crossing. And I'm just thankful to be here for the invitation. I just give glory and honor to God.
Yes, yes.
For calling me into the ministry.
Amen.
Trust in me.
Amen.
I don't trust myself half as much as God trusts me. But I know I have grown in the love of God, and I'm just yielding my heart to him. And my heart's desire is to be totally committed. And I do need help to get there. I do give honor to our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I just thank him that even though he has saved me, he has forgiven me of all my sins. He's still sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, and I thank the Holy Spirit for dwelling in me. And I always know that he's in me. And I respect him. And that keeps me from doing a lot of things. I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just want to let you know, Holy Spirit, I know what I have prepared. But you have first priority.
In,
and my ears are still open to hear whatever you've got to say. I just give glory to you, Pastor Ernestine. And I just look up to you, how you yielded to God when you did, and for the plan that he has for you to lead his people to the truth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because see, when he called me into the ministry, I was looking at people. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, I haven't seen those people. And so I know for a year I resisted. But the love of God kept working with me and having mercy on me. And so he said, Shirley, why do you keep resisting what I have called you to be? Well, it was so gentle on the inside of me, it melted my heart. And I said, yes to the Lord. And then I said, but God, I want to be like them. And he said, you don't have to be. Be like who I call you to be.
Yes.
So if I'm not like everybody else, it's, I'm just who he let me
be. Right.
He's let me be me.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm just playing simple.
Amen.
But God is good, and I thank God for my salvation, and I enjoy my salvation.
Amen.
Yes, I enjoyed my salvation. Uh-huh. And as I was coming on, I was saying, God, Jesus came that we will have life abundantly, to the full, until it overflows. Uh-huh. And when we get in this service, that's what we want to have in there. Amen. Overflowing life.
Yes.
And I do know that this message, if I could just go slow, and I pray that God, I said, God, just open their ears to hear what I'm saying, what the Spirit is saying through me.
Yes.
Open their hearts to receive so they comprehend.
Yes.
Because this is very important to you.
Amen.
And I don't take it lightly.
Amen.
Dear God, I don't take it lightly. I just honor you, Father, and I just say thank you for this opportunity. But the message has a title, The Law of Faith.
Amen.
And I tell God, you know, God, it's impossible to please you without faith. So I need to get operating in faith right. Faith is what I need to be able to manifest.
Amen.
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it is for by grace that we have been saved.
Yes, yes.
It was through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
So we're saved. Salvation is a gift.
Amen.
Through grace.
Amen.
Then grace is a gift.
Yes.
Through faith.
Amen.
So faith is a gift. And it's not of ourselves.
Amen.
Grace is not of us.
Yes.
Salvation is not of us.
Yes.
And faith is not of us.
Amen.
It is a gift from God.
Amen.
So at salvation, we are all given this supernatural faith as a gift from God. Because
yes.
See, we had to use that faith in order to even believe God. We had to use this faith of God to believe the salvation message.
Amen.
And even though we received God's supernatural faith at our new birth, we still need to get rooted, built up, and grounded in this faith.
Amen.
We need to get to know this faith that was a gift. First of all, we need to receive the gift of faith, just like we receive the gift of salvation, and just like we receive grace. In Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 6, it says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, being rooted and built up in him, and established in faith. We have to get established in this gift of faith. As we have been taught through the word of God, always abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Yes.
I need to thank God every day for this faith that he has given me.
Amen.
Because we need to depend on Christ after the new birth by drawing on the life and the strength from him to be able to operate in this faith. We have to be taught the truth.
Yes.
About this faith.
Yes.
We have to continue to grow and understand this faith.
Yes.
And we not need to never stop giving thanks to God.
Amen.
For this faith.
Yes.
Because faith flourishes in a heart that gives thanksgiving unto God.
Yes.
For
that's
it.
All right. That's all right.
Now, faith comes from God when we do get born again. And it abides in our spirit.
Yes.
And this gift of faith that comes from God to us was through hearing the message of the good news.
Yes.
But once we are born again, the faith that we received by hearing the word of God is an abiding fruit on the inside of us.
Amen.
In our spirits.
Amen.
Because Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23 say,
yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit is just one fruit. And it's of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, what's next? Faith, meekness, and temperance. So the fruit of the Spirit is the display of the character of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is his presence that is within us that enables us to develop this spiritual fruit in our lives, because it has to be developed.
Yes.
Okay, the fruit of faith is the product of the Holy Spirit. It's not even our efforts. It comes as a gift with the Holy Spirit. So this fruit that is in our born again spirit is what the Spirit produces, not our works. And our spirit always have this fruit abiding in us.
Yes, it does.
The attribute of faith is always in us, regardless of what we feel like in our emotions.
Yes. Amen.
Our emotions
Amen.
Need to recognize we got faith on the inside.
Yes.
And I'm not yielding to my emotions,
Amen.
But the fruit of faith that is in me. Now, as all of these, as we believers know that we have like precious faith, like precious faith, we all have this faith. That's why, if you say, what's your favorite scripture? Yeah, I got one. I love them all. But I got a favorite one. I have been crucified with Christ.
Yes.
And it's no longer I that lives.
Yes.
But it is Christ who lives in me and the life that I now live.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I live by this faith that was given to me as a gift. The faith of the Son of God.
Yes.
And he loves me.
Yes.
And he gave himself for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when we go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I was talking with the Holy Spirit, and I said, but I thought you said that faith was a gift. If it is a gift, then why does it have to come by hearing the word of God? So I thank you that the Holy Spirit said, well, go read it. Again,
yes.
So I did, and when I got to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then, why is so then there? Because it's referring to what was said in the previous verse, and he told me to go back to verse 13, so we're going to go back to Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard of him? And how can they hear about him unless somebody tells them?
Yes.
And how can anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news. But not everyone welcomes this good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? And then it says, so then, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And this faith is a faith that came as a gift.
Yes.
And so we have this faith.
Yes.
Now, what he said to me was, now, this faith has to be developed. Now, you develop it by keep hearing over and over and over the word. But we do have the faith. So don't let anybody say you don't have no faith. You have the word of God that produces faith to be saved is the hearing of the gospel. When you hear the gospel and you believe and you accept Jesus, faith comes.
Amen.
And the gospel is specifically speaking on how we obtain righteousness from God by grace and not by words. See, faith for salvation, healing, or any of God's promises comes through understanding God's grace and the right standing that it produces. And the gospel is the good news of what Jesus has done for us. Because Hebrews 11:6 tells us why faith is so very important. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
And I want to please God.
Amen.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
Yes.
God exists.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder.
Yes.
Of those who diligently seek him. I'm going to diligently seek him. Because for their end is the righteousness of God revealed.
Yes.
From faith to faith.
Amen.
As it is written. The just shall live by faith. Because we have been justified through the blood of Jesus. Romans 12:3 says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. All believers were given the same like precious faith. The measure. We were all given the measure. That does not mean that some got a teaspoon full, some got a tablespoon full, some got a gallon, others got a quart. We all got the measure of faith. Now, all new believers now use this faith after salvation. The measure that God has given us, we don't always use it. Some may use a small portion. They might use a quart or a teaspoon, but it don't mean that's what they got. They got the measure. Therefore, great faith or little faith is speaking of how much faith the believer manifests, not how much they were given. If we just understand, we have the measure. We have whatever it takes. That's the faith we got. And so I can remember when this boy prayed for me and he said, well, if you have enough faith, you will get healed. And you know, that kind of like made me want to give up. Like, where am I getting the faith from? You know, where I don't have the amount that I need. Because I had to grow in the knowledge. So, yes, we do need to grow in the knowledge. We need to exercise our faith. We need to get, you know, but we have the measure. We must exercise it to manifest. And how do you exercise it? By speaking God's word over ourselves. We got to say what God says. The more we speak the word, the more faith is activated. The more we speak the word, the more we exercise the faith. We don't get more faith. We just begin to operate at the measure that we already have.
That's good.
We get to chew on more of what we already got. Because as we begin to speak the living and true word of God, our spirit of faith is strengthened. So the key to victory in our life is learning how to depend on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because, you know, the Holy Spirit in us carries that attribute of faith.
Yes,
so, and he never leaves us,
amen,
nor does he forsake,
amen,
us. So as we begin to learn how to operate in the strength of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
stop trying to operate in our little strength,
yes, yes, yes,
and start letting God live through us. That's why it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who's living in me. Paul said when he prayed for the believers that the Father would grant them according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power in the inner man, where that faith is through his spirit, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. The measure of faith that we were given. So what is your heart? Your heart is where your soul and your spirit joined. And I know that you done been taught your spirit, soul, and body. Paul prayed that the presence of Christ, which is already a reality in our spirits, will become a reality in our souls.
Yes.
And when it becomes a reality in our souls, our body can't do nothing but go along with us. We believers must develop and strengthen the measure of faith that we have been given. And it is a process. It is a process by reading the word, studying the word, meditating on the word, hearing the word, speaking the word, believing the word. And then it'll become real to us, to our mind and our soul and our emotions. Because faith without works is dead. All of these, we could say they're words. You got to read the word. That's hard work. Some of us don't get around to doing it. We got to believe the word. That's hard work. Because some can't do it. We got to meditate. Because we got to take those false captains that's coming against the knowledge of the word and begin to meditate on this faith. That's words. So faith without works is dead. If you don't get to work in your faith going to be dead.
Amen. Amen.
Dead to your body, not your spirit. But nothing is dead in your spirit.
Amen.
Everything is alive. You have eternal life in your spirit.
Amen.
So all of us, we need to develop the faith that we have been given in salvation. And I'm still working on developing my faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Now, I'm glad the Holy Spirit taught me this. So I said, what is substance? So I went and I looked it up in the concordance. And substance is a sitting under for support. So I want you to imagine this. A three-legged stool. Substance is that which becomes a foundation or support for something else to be able to stand on. So hope is one of the legs that will support your faith. So think of faith as the top of the stool, and one of the legs is hope. Hope is future tense. So hope comes by hearing the word of God. Hope comes by knowing the promises of God. If you don't have hope, faith has nothing to work with. You need hope. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's coming at you from the enemy, or those that the enemy uses. It doesn't matter. You must have hope in God to be able to obtain the promises of God. So if you know that the enemy is coming against you, you're going to have to say, I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Hope activates faith. Faith is the substance of things hopeful. So when we look to God, his word, and his promises, it produces hope on the inside of us. Hope is a positive expectation. Positive expectation that something good is gonna happen. Faith works in our hope because we serve the God of hope. We serve the God of hope. Therefore, faith works in our hope. Now, Romans 15:13 lets us know, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we can have all the hope that we need, because for we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. Amen. By faith. Faith and hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. Amen. But faith working through love. Yes. So here comes the second support system. Uh-huh. Knowing the love of God.
Amen.
Activates our faith.
Yes.
The agape love of God.
Yes.
Not this human kind of love that comes and goes depending on the situation. But walking in love.
Yes.
This agape love that God sent us through Jesus.
Yes.
In order that we may receive the fulfillment of every promise.
Yes.
That God has for us. We don't get from God the things that he promised just because he promised them. We get them because we believe and activate and exercise our faith that he promises are true and for us. Now, we naturally trust those who we love. That's why a child would trust a parent. So until we get a revelation of God's unconditional love for us, his children. Until we get revelation, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts and our mind to know. Help us to comprehend the height, the width, the length, the depth, to know the love of Christ. Because it just passes understanding. It's hard for us to understand. We need help from the Holy Spirit to comprehend. And then we will be filled with the fullness of God. See, I want to be filled with the fullness of God. And so anyone who's struggling with faith just may have a deficiency in understanding how much God loves us. I mean, we know that God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. But how much does he love little old me? Because, see, he can love the world, but he might not love me. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It tells us his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life.
Amen.
And it's through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
Amen.
Just to know that God called you for his glory and his goodness.
Yes.
He called us for his glory and his goodness.
Yes.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yes,
I love God. Thank you for calling me God.
Amen.
And it is through this call that he has given us great and precious promises. So that through them, we may participate in his divine nature. Hallelujah. We have the DNA of God. He wants us to participate in his divine nature. And faith must be based on God's specific promises. We have to be sure that we understand his promises correctly. Because you do know that there are false teachers out there still telling you even today, you got to keep the law, the whole law. You got to do this. You got to do that. They don't never point to what Jesus has done.
Amen.
But when we understand the love of God,
yes,
it's that second lead that supports our faith.
Amen.
So now we need to talk about the third lead.
Yeah.
And our stool would be complete. Hebrews 11, Hebrews 6, 12 say, do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
Amen.
So the third leg is patience.
Yes.
But when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you.
Amen.
And multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after Abraham had patiently endured, he attained the promise.
Amen.
Because it is my understanding that when God promised him a son, It took 25 years before the Son could come. That took patience, endurance. So sometimes our faith needs to endure over time. Because when we get caught in the middle of a battle between light and darkness, sometimes it's just going to take the patience to receive the promise we are after. And we just can't believe just for a moment and then because it didn't happen in a week. And when the circumstances keep going against us, we have to believe and then continue on in faith with patience until the desire. How long are you going to wait until the desired promise comes? Because that's what Abraham did. If it had took 30 years, I believe he would have kept enduring. So we have to learn to be patient with a good attitude. Now, you can't be patient and have a bad attitude. Patience do not like to hang around a bad attitude. You're going to be looking for your patience and it's going to be gone. You better have a good attitude. Because the fruit of patience has to be developed. Just as all the other fruit, it has to be developed. And even if you looked at an apple tree. Now, my blossoms on my apple tree happen about the end of February. And then there's this little apple right now. And I know if I keep being patient, that apple is going to develop to the point where it will be where I can eat it and enjoy its fruit. And that's how we have to be. Enjoy the promises by patiently waiting. Do not get weary while doing good, because in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. And this is the example that God has given us. Abraham did not struggle with the promise that God gave him through unbelief. Nor did he struggle being weak in faith.
Amen.
But he was strong in faith.
Yes.
He was persuaded that God would do what God had promised,
yes,
regardless of what his 100-year-old body was telling him. Because your body will begin to speak to you.
Yes, it will.
And I began to speak back to my body and say, oh, no, body. You're going to operate the way God created you to operate.
Yes.
We have to confess the promises of God.
Amen.
We have to confess the word of God.
Yes.
It makes us strong in faith,
yes,
when we stick with the word, not weak in faith.
Amen.
If you are weak in faith, it's because you're weak in your word.
Amen.
When we are fully persuaded that God's promises are for us, we will not be weak in faith,
amen,
but we will be strong,
amen,
in faith. So now that our stool is complete, we have our faith working through our hope. We have faith working because we know the love of God. And then we done combined it with patient endurance. What we do next? We sit down on the stool and enter the rest of God. Because we look unto Jesus,
yeah,
and all that he has done for us.
Amen.
Because looking unto Jesus, he is the author,
yes,
and the finisher,
yes,
of our faith.
Yes.
And knowing the source of our faith will,
yes,
cause us to be strong in faith.
Yes.
Jesus is the author,
yes,
of faith, and he is the finisher,
amen,
of faith.
Amen.
He is the source of,
yes,
our faith.
Yes.
So when we look to Jesus,
yes,
it will strengthen our faith,
yes,
when we just rest,
yes,
in his finished words.
Yes.
When we take our eyes off all that stuff around that distract us,
yes,
and start focusing on Jesus, it will bring our faith to maturity.
Yes.
So what things can distract us? Your family, your job, school. Texting, receiving emails, that computer, all those phone calls, the alerts that comes to your phone, the latest news. My husband downloaded this news channel, and I believe every 5 seconds is going on. Anxiety,
yes,
cares of the world,
yes,
the problems that are all around us.
Yes.
And but how much time do we spend looking unto Jesus with all these distractions? Our example is in Peter, when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we will begin to sink. Things that occupy too much of our time will keep us distracted.
Amen.
So I knew you were talking to me, Pastor Ernestine, when you said we need to make Jesus our priority. Because there are so many distractions in the world. But when we look to Jesus and we consider him, keep pondering what he's doing for us. That's why sometimes when there's distractions coming my way. Oh, no, I recognize you, distraction. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he is making intercession for me. Because when we see Jesus has raised from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father, when we see that we are in him and he is in us, when we look to Jesus who has given us the gift of righteousness, and we can reign in life through him, that's why Philemon tells us that our faith becomes effectual by acknowledging, talking about, thinking about all the good things that Jesus has done for us. Because when we begin to speak and communicate, that's what communication is. Philemon said it becomes effectual when you communicate. Communicate means speak all that Jesus has done for us. And it will release our faith that we have to work for us. Looking to Jesus will strengthen our faith in the promises of God. Because he promises us everything is yes. And when we say amen to his promises. Do you know amen means I agree? So we are agreeing with his promises when we acknowledge them, communicate them. And the law of faith must be activated, exercised, expressed, manifested by speaking all what Jesus has done for us. Have faith in God and all his promises and fight the good fight of faith. Thank you for listening. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that word. That word was awesome. Look, I told you, I should know you coming back.